Now, let's see. If it's 15 minutes, well, let's see. Let me put it another way. If it's 9:45.
It's ten, a quarter of 10.
Okay.
15 till 10, maybe you want.
Okay. Is quarter off the one that you'd usually use?
Well, no, I use 9:45, but then it's, it gets there just the
same. All right. What do you call a support that a carpenter uses when he's sawing boards? You know,
horse.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call support that a person uses that he puts a piece of firewood in for sawing? You know, it's shaped sort of like an X.
Yeah.
Do you have a term for that?
Rack, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
I really never had one of those. But
okay. What do you call the vehicle that a baby lies in?
Baby carriage.
Okay. And if you're going to transport a baby in one of those things, you'd say, I'm going to what the baby?
Carry the baby?
Well, if you were going to put a baby in a baby carriage and move him from one place to the other, you'd say, I'm going to...
Put the baby in place of...
Well, what's the verb that means that you were going to move the baby? You say, if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you might say you were going to what the baby?
Push the baby.
Okay, fine. Now let's see, what do you call it if a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going all the way around?
Cat corner.
Okay. And let's see.
Oh, kitty corner.
Which one would you be more likely?
I say cat corner.
Cat corner. Okay. And if one house, let's see, if two roads cross and one house stands on one corner and another house stands on the corner opposite it, would you use that same
diagonal
one?
Diagonal.
Okay. Would you ever say they're kitty-cornered or catty-cornered across from each other?
Well, maybe, but I...
But you'd be more likely to say diagonal?
I'd say diagonal.
Okay.
Diagonal.
Okay, well, that's all the questions.
Mm.
That was relatively painless, wasn't it?